jazz from before it became elevator music. JNR 108.5, Jazz Nation Radio. America can't stop gawking at directionless heiresses and debutante disasters on the hit CNT show, I'm Rich. Coming up next week on I'm Rich.
Fancy a pizza? So did rich financier John Fuskett. So he bought Italy. And everyone loves children, especially famous actress and singer Samantha Muldoon. Which is why she's taken to adopting a new one every day. We'll spend a day with hedge fund mogul Kirk Simplex, who's bought every historical castle in England and burnt half of them down to raise the prices of the other half. Or maybe you want to be like Kerry McIntosh. This gorgeous model and multi-millionaireess got so bored of the airhead jibes, she purchased a brain and had it installed in her rectum. These are all true stories, and we'll have thousands more like them next time on I'm Rich.
That's I'm Rich, only on CNT. The Masters Play, only on JNR, Jazz Nation Radio.
Thank you. Airport security. Now, that is something, even some of the females, man, sometimes a lady would open my bag. I mean, she would just rip my bag open and break the zippers and everything and act pretty mannish and acted like she wanted to kick my butt. I think they should lighten up a little and tighten up in other areas. Cool out, Francis International Airport. You really have to cool out. Please.
Roy.
City has been flooded with fake $100 bills recently. Authorities fear that one in every 50 notes is counterfeit. News of these notes has affected the currency market, with the dollar falling against all major currencies, sending us closer to third world status. Outside the Bank of Liberty, Eric House, Weasel News.
The steroid scandal continues. The Liberty Swingers yesterday announced the resignation of head coach Paul Cerlotti and fired several players who simply weren't taking enough steroids to play ball properly. Fans agreed with the decision.
What am I supposed to tell my kid? That he should wreck his body for a few years and get rich? The baseball fairies have a lot of nerve making more money than me. It sets a bad example for my kid.
The remaining players have vowed to train and take whatever is needed to win, which is all that matters anyway.
You can already email your dog and read blogs written by dolphins, but when does technology go too far? After the announcement years ago by scientists that they had successfully cloned a human, some wondered if you would soon be able to make love to yourself and what the moral implications would be. Leading clone researcher Dr. Johann Kleitzel, who admitted to cloning himself, announced that doppelganger sex is okay, since it is with yourself.
I've always fantasized about my perfect abs and tight buttocks. And now that I've made an identical clone, I love myself. It is not disgusting. It is beautiful. Excuse me, but now I must make love to myself.
Several groups have said they will press Congress to outlaw the practice. This is Weasel News.
This is Weasel News.
Yeah, that's it. JNR 108.5.
I think it'd be a great idea to do something serious about the music instead of cursing and thinking that that's hip. It's not hip particularly to use those, you know, four-letter words and, oh, man, they have, some of them have five and six and seven letters in them. You know, let's speak a little more English that we all can understand and agree with. Hey, motherfucker!
one more time.
Sometimes a family wants that Italian taste without those tiny Italian portions. That's why you should come to Al Dente's. All the Mamma Mia you can eat. It's Italian food just like you'll never get in Italy. That's because it's an American-themed restaurant. So the portions are huge and the food tasteless and unhealthy.
My old man grew up in Naples, so when he comes to visit me in the U.S., I take him someplace unique. Reasonably priced, and at the closest strip mall. I take them to Al Dente's.
Al Dente's has hamburger tortellini, rotini with spray cheese, eh? Vienna sausages and penne, and a special linguine with cheesy poof sauce.
Hey, when you're at Al Dente's, everyone's like family. A hyper macho, food-obsessed, alcoholic family just like mine.
Al Dente's, we got more of what you love and less of what you don't. Like more calories and fat, and a lot less taste and nutrients. That's why it's Al Dente's. All the Mamma Mia you can eat.
Music from a time when musicians could actually play musical instruments as opposed to dance like strippers. The Masters keep playing on JNR.
Thank you.
got some severe fog in the area, probably from a giant fog machine. Expect some strobes and lasers and some DJ sets. Some ecstasy expected in spots. Others will be coming down and then hating life. Trip Michaels, Weasel Weather.
Music from when America was cool. JNR 108.5.
Get to you. But thanks to overzealous laws, I can't light up a cigarette or do shots to relax my nerves. With the Alka-Teen patch, it really lightens the mood, especially after an unfortunate patient death.
The Alka-Teen patch is the same refreshing feeling of 12 beers and a pack of cigarettes all at once. And now when you crash your sports car through the front door of a fast food restaurant, you'll pass a breathalyzer. The Alka-Teen patch. It's half alcohol, half nicotine, delivered transdermally and discreetly so you feel relaxed and refreshed. Pick up the Alka-Teen patch at your local pharmacy today.
I moved to Liberty City in 1945, when all you really had to do was put a few dimes in the jukebox and groove. Liberty City groove. Now mentioning Miles Davis, the summer of 1950, we both bought automobiles around the same week, and it just happened. Not even realizing we both bought convertibles, different make cars, and we would go racing through the park late at night and or early in the afternoon and get tickets. None of us had a driver's license, And as I look back on that, it was, man, it seemed like a dream, you know. Oh, yeah, Liberty City was beautiful, you know, and it was always great. Miles would win the race, but I ended up getting a ticket of some sort. Probably speed. You know, that was the thing. I would bump into him many, many years later, and he would be telling all the ladies there, me and Roy Haynes used to smash up our cars and all that, always having accidents, you know. But those were very beautiful days, man.
The people who brought you the Domestobot, we proudly present El Chamuco Roboto. It's the robotic future from south of the border.
Politicians may demand illegal aliens leave the country, but I want a Mexican gardener I can ogle.
El Chamuco Roboto. You little devil. The illegal immigrant mower who's also a robot.
I used to pick up illicit gardeners at the Home Cheapo, but then the conservatives cracked down on our freedoms. Now I have the next best thing, El Chamuco Roboto.
Actually, that's El Chamuco Roboto. He can mow the lawn, if you know what I mean. Comes with six different attachments. Edges, clips.
Eclipse and Moe's special designs like a lightning bolt, landing strip, or danger, nasty infection ahead.
My life will never feel empty and devoid of meaning again.
El Chamuco Roboto really puts the patronizing racist back into patronizing racial stereotypes. Visit elchamucoroboto.com.
Yeah, that's it. JNR 108.5.
You're so mean.